This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 386 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we are answering the question, is blogging dead? And if you are thinking of a typical answer and you're thinking that I'm going to tell you no, yes, well, you're going to have to wait to dive into here. But before we do that, I want to make sure that if you haven't already joined my Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders, where I'm giving weekly live trainings via Zoom on the strategies that are working right now in order to make your business run like a business, then you're going to want to make sure that you take advantage of the 40% off that we're offering right now. Hop right into your podcasting app, and there is a link there to join at 40% off. You also are going to want to make sure that you download our blogging pro guide. It is going to walk you through some of the basic principles that we're going to talk about today to really get you started if you're not there. And if you've been doing this for a while and you've been wondering about the question, is blogging dead? We're going to jump right into that. So here's what I want you to understand. We're going to discover the truth about the fate of blogging in today's digital era. We're going to explore strategies to revive and thrive in the evolving landscape of online content creation. So to answer your question, is blogging dead? Blogging from 2010 is absolutely dead. You cannot put content out there and just expect that people will come. It is not that simple. So, to answer the question, is blogging dead for 2024, which we are in right now? Absolutely not. How do you think you found this? Some of you may be listening on your podcast app, while others may be reading the blog post that goes along with this. And if you Googled this question, is blogging dead? The answers that you are getting are because they're coming from blogs. So they're clearly not dead. Now, is blogging still relevant? When we look at this question, I want you to think about where you are going to get your answers to questions that you have. There are so many technological advancements that we have made. We have AI. There are all sorts of apps from Amazon that you can simply say, hello, I can't say her name because otherwise she's going to turn on and I don't want you to hear that in the background. But we have so many advancements that have been made that blogging is absolutely still relevant because that's where they're pulling their information from. They're pulling it from blogs. So when you are thinking about, can I be relevant? Can I become someone that is known in the industry and make this profitable? You absolutely can. You're just going to have to do some of the foundational work that we talk so often about inside insiders. There's so many bloggers that get started that don't understand keyword research and how to make sure that a post is put together via SEO. There's many of us that started back in 2010 that wasn't relevant for, or it was relevant, but we didn't have all the information that everyone has today to understand how to do that properly. So those that jumped on the bandwagon early were able to take advantage of that. So when you were thinking about this, I want you to understand that blogging is absolutely relevant. It's where you're getting your answers to all of your questions. Your kids are using Google. They understand. Just Google it. That is a common phrase in my house with a 10 and 14-year-old. They understand that they can get their answers from there. So this then brings up the question, will AI kill blogging? There are a lot of people that have felt as if you can simply go to AI now and get an entire article written for you about a specific topic. And if you have been following me for a while, you know that I talked about that using AI to write your blog is very smart because we're helping us with the structure. We're not taking all of our content directly from AI. Instead, we're having AI help us with potentially an outline, maybe a great title that works. We're not telling it, write an article on how to DIY your garden. We are asking it, what are the questions that people are asking about creating your raised bed garden? And we're asking it, how can we have a good title that is going to bring our people into this? And those are the types of questions that AI is going to help with. AI is never going to have the voice and personality that you will have. And if you have been with me for any extent of time, you know I talk a great deal about positioning, because you cannot simply write content and not include yourself and your positioning in it, especially if you are looking to set yourself up as a blogger that is going to be running a business. You have to have a way to bring people back to you. And by having that positioning, that is the way that you're going to get them to get onto your email list, to continue to come back to you for all of the answers. So that is where it is a huge advantage over AI and why it will not kill blogs. Now, is blogging worth it? Many people will get frustrated when they get started with the blog, so they expect it's going to be a get rich quick. They see a pin on Pinterest and it says, in 6 months, I'm making six figures blogging and here's how I'm doing it. Blogging is a marathon. It is a long-term business plan that you are putting into place. It is how you are creating content in order to attract an audience to then offer products, services, things that you offer, as well as potentially affiliates and sponsors. So when you are looking at this, it is absolutely worth it. I personally was able to leave a full-time teaching position where I was making $75,000. My blog replaced that income. I have plenty of clients that used to be psychologist or worked in a therapy room and wanted to get out of the therapy room. And in doing so, they were able to create a course where now they're able to make passive income doing the strategies that they were teaching in the therapy room. But they were only able to do that because they also created a blog and had some way to attract those people looking for that solution so that they could show them, I can answer your questions, get on my email list. And then once you're on my email list, I'm going to show you that I offer all of the solution in its entirety in a course that's going to work for you. It's all about creating that funnel that we have talked about so often. So you absolutely have to put in the work, but like we talk about, you have to lay the foundation with the idea that your blog is a business. Now, let's talk quickly about why do blogs fail. One of the key things that I always ask members when they first come into Insiders is, what tool do you use for keyword research? And if they can't tell me a tool that they use, they don't understand keyword research. Just this morning, I looked at a Facebook post in a blogging group where someone said, I'm so confused. I'm being told I need to use a tool. But then when I go to Google it, that it's not giving me the same answers. And what we need to understand is Google, when we Google as a person, it is going to be personalized towards what we already are Googling. So the search, what they are going to provide us in search is going to be different than what someone else may see. So you have to be using a tool to understand the volume that a keyword has so that you can make sure that is what people are searching for and how often they are searching for it.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
You've heard me talk a little bit about this one already, treating a blog like a business. You have to think of yourself as a blogging business. It cannot simply be, I'm going to create content, I'm going to slap it up there, I'm going to hope that some people come and I'm going to get some ad money. That is not a blogging business. That is not something that you can do long term and in order to potentially do this full time. So when you're looking at this, you have to start to look about how can I diversify my income? How can I not only make money from ads, but also affiliates, sponsorships, and most importantly, how can I create my own product or service that I can offer to my audience for the problems that I am solving for them? Many people that start blogging don't understand that they need to understand the problem they solve for their people, because they think about, I have so many interests, I'm just going to create content and I'm going to inspire people. The problem is that you start attracting people to you with that inspirational content, but one day they're getting fashion and the next day they're getting a recipe. And those people are not going to continue to come back to you. They're gonna go to Pinterest instead. And yes, you might get found on Pinterest and they may end up back at your site. But ideally, you want them to Google something, come to your site and get caught on it, end up on your email list and continuing to look through all of the content that you have because you can answer their problem completely. So you absolutely have to be treating a blog like a business. The other reason that blogs often fail is because people don't have patience. We are an immediate gratification society. That is what TikTok and Instagram Reels and all of these social media platforms have done for us. Even the brands are often instant gratification. They expect the numbers to be there and we want it to go viral and we want to get all the likes and we just want to be the best right out the gate. That's not the way it works. Blogging takes time. We already said it's like a marathon. You have to build it foundationally, understanding some of these tools, and know that as you continue to build out your content pillars and show people that you are the expert in answering their problem, they will continue to want to come back to you. And that's not something that's done overnight. It's going to take at least 3 months, if not more than that, because you have to be able to have the ability to create that content. The other reason that blogs often fail is analysis paralysis. And what do I mean by that is you do all of the research and you get overwhelmed and then you don't take action. So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are one of those people that feels like you can't rip the Band-Aid off, you can't get started, you don't know how to jump into the deep end and get started on this, you need to find your person that is telling you the right direction to go. Now, whether that is me, which I'm hoping it is because you're listening to this podcast episode, or if it's someone else, you need to find that person that you can trust and see that they're going to take you on the journey of making your blog into a business. And if you're looking for that, you have to take advantage of the 40% off that we're offering for you for insiders. That is not only going to give you the strategies that are working and relevant right now, but it's also going to give you the accountability and direction you need with our monthly group coaching call. Because I get on there and you ask me specific questions about your business so that I can provide direction on next steps and where to go. One of the biggest problems I hear people say to me all the time is, I don't know which direction to go. I don't know if I should do keyword research. I don't know if I should be creating an email list. I don't know if I need an opt-in. I don't know if I need to be doing a podcast. I help you sift through that based on years, over a decade of doing this and working with clients in all different niches and understanding there is a business plan that needs to be put into place. And I know how to help you figure out that plan so you can move forward. So if you're hearing this and you're thinking, yep, that's me, analysis paralysis, join Insiders. I'm giving you 40% off. It is, you can cancel at any time. Try it, test it, see how it can make a difference in your business. Now, the last piece of what I wanted to talk about is the future of blogging. Where is it going from here? And what I can tell you is this. There are all different ways that you can get in front of people. We understand that social media is an easy avenue to get out there. But I always tell you, social media is rented property. It is not something that you own. So because of that, blogging will always stay that flagship way of being able to see that you are a business to the outside. That blog is your website. So instead of, if blogging sounds funny to you and you don't want to call yourself a blogger, you're a small business owner. You're an entrepreneur. That is what you do. That's why I call you all influencer entrepreneurs. It goes well beyond just blogging. When we think of just blogging, we think of page view chasers. Those that are just looking to get enough page views so that they can get onto an ad network and make money that way. And they think they're going to become and be able to replace and get a six-figure salary from being able to blog just off ads. And I'm here to tell you that is the kind of blogging that is dead. You cannot be a page view chaser anymore. You have to know your audience. You have to know who they are. And when you are continually looking at page views, you're not looking at the people that are actually coming to you. You're not understanding what they need from you. So with the future, I want you to start to think about your audience and what it is that you are solving for them so that you can provide them with the best solution that is going to help them move forward in their issue that you solve, as well as see you as the expert that can help them do that. When you do that, that is the business of blogging. That is what this is all about. Being able to diversify your income, have a way so that if algorithms change, if social media platforms are taken away, you still have an audience because you have been making sure to show that you can answer their problem. They've wanted to get on your email list. They look forward to opening your emails. I know that this was a lot of information, and you can tell I really have very strong feelings when it comes to blogging and how to make sure that you're treating it like a business, because that is what I feel my purpose is. My purpose is to make sure that the bloggers that are out there simply trying to page view chase have a direction to actually change that shift and start to see themselves as a business. That's when sponsors, affiliates, everything will start to fall in line when you start to treat your blog like a business. All right, you guys, I appreciate you so much for taking the time to listen in. If this hit home with you, share it with one of your friends, share it with another blogger, share it in a Facebook group, share it with someone that you know needs to hear this, because that's how we're going to be able to lift each other up and start to get the professionalism that we deserve when it comes to being a blogger that is a business. All right, until next time, I will see you all then.